Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.
Daryl Rodgers brought to you by Shivan Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, you're mad at me.
No, but I am anxious to have you tell me how the world works.
All right.
No, you're not supposed to laugh,
yeah,
Daryl.
Come after me. As if I've not done this for 30 years and am absolutely clueless of how things operate.
Oh, tough talking Daryl here. Now, what's the problem, Daryl? I mean,
I heard your little rant yesterday. I was amused.
It was more towards tone than it was you, because Lima got me.
I felt I caught a stray. That's all.
I was just kidding with you, Daryl. All right, so Daryl, yesterday, a couple days ago, boy, we got a lot of stuff to get ready for this season with. Boy, this is going to be the season of dreams. Bailey Zappi, it was announced a couple of days ago that the Browns were, excuse me, it was reported that the Browns were on the verge of signing and were planning on signing Bailey Zappi, to which Daryl had written that we were just with Glenn Cook. How long were you guys with Glenn Cook before that?
Probably about 10 minutes.
10 minutes with Glenn Cook. 10 good minutes with Glenn Cook. And Glenn mentioned none of it. And I was just making a joke. I said, "What do you want me to do? Just come right out and say it, Dangerous?" I said something like that. And then I didn't know you got hot. And then Lima fought for you. And then it basically turned into a fight with me and Lima yesterday. So I didn't mean to take personal shots at your profession, Daryl. I didn't mean to do that. But I got to tell you, like, he's a GM. He ain't just going to come out. He's an assistant GM. He ain't going to just come out and say, "Hey, we're signing Bailey Zappi."
You realize one of the questions was, are you adding a veteran to the practice squad?
They can add lots of veterans to the practice squad.
I know.
But until he signs the line, which is dotted, you can't come out and mention them.
And again, these are things I'm very well aware of.
I know.
But that doesn't mean something can't slip out of your mouth when the mics are off.
But then you can't report it if it's off the record.
Yeah, but, you know, a little heads up would have been nice.
Okay, but like then, because Lima was saying that, I go, "Well, you can't report it if it's off the record." Either way, the hell with it. What are you going to do? Sorry, Daryl, I didn't want you to get hot and bothered about it. I didn't want to get you upset.
You know I love you, Ken.
Yeah, we break balls around here. You know, it's the way it goes. It's an honor to be joined by men. all right, so if Bailey Zappi, I just said, if Bailey Zappi starts before Shedeur Sanders, mm-hmm, like, if you thought the day after Baker Mayfield losing in Denver was something else, this would be beyond. I would lose my voice. I would lose my temper. I may have an aneurysm live on the air. Like, they can't do something like that, can they?
Yeah, well, I was hypothesizing before Kevin Stefanski did tell us that Shedeur Sanders, in fact, will be the emergency number three quarterback on game days, which means he will dress. I was on with the midday guys before Stefanski said that, and I hypothesized that, Zappi, similar to the Joe Flacco situation a couple of years ago, right? People forget when the Browns brought Joe Flacco in 2023, he was brought in on the practice squad, and I think his first two or three starts were actual practice squad elevations before they moved him to the active 53. So I hypothesized, you know, what if they brought Zappi in as a little bit of an insurance policy? You know, maybe they in their head have a timeline in the front office and the coaching staff. Okay, here's when we're comfortable putting Dylan Gabriel on the field. Here's when we're comfortable putting Shedeur Sanders on the field this coming season. Now, as we know, Ken, things always go sideways with the Browns. The next time their well-drawn-out plan gets executed flawlessly without any extenuating circumstances thrown in the mix outside of their control will be the first. And so I hypothesize that maybe Zappi's your stopgap. Let's say something, and I hate to go down this road, but it is reality, right? I mean, you're a play away. Let's say something happens to Joe Flacco, right? Okay, well, Dylan Gabriel's got to go in during the game, depending how that game goes, whatever. Zappi could step in and start the following week until you get to that timeline where you feel comfortable, where you actually want to start Dylan Gabriel. And believe me, the Browns want to start Dylan Gabriel at some point this season. And the same thing goes with Shedeur. And you're right. The internet will break. The phone lines at the station will break. Like, everyone will lose their mind if Bailey Zappi ends up starting before Shedeur. And I am convinced We're not going to see Shador until late December. It's going to be mop-up duty for that kid. They're going to put him in just for the sake of putting him in. I think that that's ultimately why they brought back Bailey Zappe. A, knows the system, was here last year, but also, two, it's an insurance policy against playing the rookies sooner than maybe the organization wants to.
Daryl Ryder with us right now with his Cleveland Browns perspective. So, all right, we've gone through the quarterback stuff to death. What are you excited about? Joe, give me something you are pumped about going into the season. Everybody thinks Browns are going to be bad. Yeah. What is the one thing you can say this team can hang their hat on?
I think the defensive front has the potential to be beyond outstanding. I really do. And look, if the secondary can stay healthy, the defense as a whole will be something that they'll be able to hang their hat on. We'll keep them in a lot of games, and then obviously it'll be incumbent upon the offense to do just enough to win those games. But I do worry about depth in the secondary. I worry about health in the secondary. The defensive front, they really appear to be locked and loaded, Anthony. And if they're able to play the way they looked in the preseason and the way they looked in training camp, they're going to be a lot of fun to watch, and fans are going to really enjoy it.
Does that mean
it's about damn time?
Does that mean we get synchronized dances again?
Well, as we know, nobody celebrates incomplete passes thrown 20 yards over wide receiver's head better than the Cleveland Browns.
It's a mentality, Daryl.
You know, he says that you're not going after him. I call him stiff. You're coming after me.
It's a man. It is a mentality, Daryl.
Call them stiffs. Jeez, Ken.
Well, you know.
Those guys putting their bodies out on the line, they're going to celebrate. They're going to celebrate. Even if they're down 20 points, they're going to celebrate.
What was it? The game against the Giants? They thought they had a pick six and there was a flag and they were all celebrating and dancing in the end zone like they just won the Super Bowl and the play didn't even matter. I will never forget that image.
Is that the Malik Nabers game? When Denzel Ward was never on him?
I just remember seeing the pictures on the wire service.
Probably.
Oh, okay. Yes, you were.
I was.
Is that at home?
Was at home, yeah.
Oh, I was definitely hammered.
Yeah, Denzel Ward. Why would you have him cover, you know, their best player?
It was a week after they beat the Jaguars and everybody thought they were back.
Well, if they beat the Bengals in week one, everyone's going to think they're back. So
hell yeah. You're going to hear Super Bowl Super Browns the entire segment.
Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you better bet your ass.
They beat Joe Burrow again.
And it's if they don't need any more motivation to go into Baltimore and win, you know, the Ravens are going to do the rub Cleveland's nose in the fact they have two Super Bowls and all these Hall of Famers and the Browns are
No, Daryl, I love the Flacco's playing in that game. Say what you want about Flacco.
Absolutely,
I love it.
Absolutely. And hey, what if the Browns start 2-0? I'm just saying, weird stuff happens in sports. You know, teams to get counted out like the Browns are counted out this year.
If the Browns start 2-0, I may do this show. I'm not going to guarantee it.
Are you
going to
go jump in Lake Erie like Hugh Jackson?
No, I may do this show shirtless with a bow tie on like Chris Farley in the Chippendales.
Yes.
I was going to tell him to dress like Barrel Man.
Actually, you know what? That's what you should dress as. Forget fat guy in a little coat Ken. For Halloween, you should do Chris Farley Chippendales from Saturday Night Live.
For the whole show?
Yes, and I think that Anthony
Lima...
It's going to
get cold in here, man. It's late October.
Well,
I might have the headlights on.
You got plenty of insulation. And then
what are you
Lima,
trying to say, Daryl?
I'm not trying to say anything. I'm just coming out and saying it.
If you're calling me fat, I mean, I'm fat, and that's the way it goes.
Daryl, the Micah Parsons trade. Now, I tried to bring the Myles Garrett situation into it and how it was handled very differently. We kept our guy. They ended up getting the two first-round picks and another player. What did you think of it all?
Now, Jerry Jones is one stubborn man, that's for sure. That's my number one takeaway. Secondly, I can't believe that they traded him to an in-conference rival that's a Super Bowl contender. That was shocking, part number two. And three was the trade package. Okay, I get it. You get two ones, but those ones are going to be in the late 20s, early 30s. So they're almost like second-round picks. And then, okay, so you get a Pro Bowl defensive tackle. But my reaction was, that was it? So that's all you got?
So you wouldn't make the trade for Myles Garrett then? The same?
I would. I'm greedy, Ken. I would have wanted 3 ones for Miles. I would have wanted 3 ones.
Man, we're kind of all over the map about this because Daryl Lima agreed with me. Aditi did not. Aditi thought you could get 2 ones for Miles, mm-hmm. and she said she'd talked to people who said that they could have got 2 ones for Miles back in the day.
Absolutely.
Not back in the day, but several months ago. See, yeah. I wasn't so sure because I'm going, man, 2 ones for Micah Parsons. He's 26.
Yeah.
Miles is going to be 30 in December this year, and I got to pay him. Like, 2 ones. I don't know if I'm going to get 2 ones, honestly.
No, I think they could have gotten 2 ones for him, plus more. The conversation needed to start with 2 ones.
Well, then if I'm getting 2 ones, I mean, I'm not trying to be a bastard over here. I mean, he's a fantastic player, and I don't want to share him with any other fan base. Like, if he goes off, I don't want him to turn into Saquon Barkley. I don't want to share him with anybody else, but...
Which, by the way, I'm totally rooting for Michael Parsons right now in the Packers.
You're talking about 5 first-round picks.
Not against us, Daryl. Not against us. We got him early in the season.
I know. That Green Bay game just got a lot more difficult than it already was.
So you would have channeled, or you would have made your pick, and you would have traded it. Yeah, you would have traded him.
Traded Miles? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a time.
Okay.
I mean, I'm thrilled the Browns kept him, paid him, all that. And that contract already looks like a bargain at $40 million a year. There's been 2 or 3 other contracts, including Parsons, that have surpassed that as far as, the defensive players go. But at the time, yeah, I mean, based on what Miles was communicating to everyone with a camera and a microphone, based on the current state of the Browns and their roster building process, they're not contenders. They're not contenders today. They're not going to be contenders until they find that franchise quarterback, which is the point where they're at and what they're going to go through this year, try and figure out if any of these rookies have anything, which, again, no matter how many games these guys play, I don't know how you can make blatant statements whether or not any of them can be successful or not. It took Josh Allen a couple seasons. Peyton Manning led the world in interceptions his rookie year, right? Mm-hmm. Troy Aikman went 1-15 his rookie year. So I don't know how you can make paint with a broad brush and make a blanket statement whether these guys are going to succeed or fail in the National Football League just based off a couple starts as a rookie, but that's where the Browns find themselves.
We ran a poll. 87% of Browns fans polled said they do not want to see, they would not stand for seeing Deshaun Watson with the Cleveland Browns at any point this year. Nick Wilson himself, he called it, quote, not tolerable by the Browns fan base. Your thoughts on Deshaun Watson, the possibilities of him coming back, whether or not he'd play, and how Browns fans would feel.
Would the fans stage a walkout, Daryl?
I don't know if they stage walkout. Listen, I'm already sick of the Instagram videos. I mean, okay, great. Hopefully he's able to get healthy and whatever, but
you're not sick of the Instagram video.
Wow, guys, no, just trying
look
to
look at the eraser phrases that Daryl's
just trying to earn his money.
I'm trying to be a human being about the thing too. That's all. I'm just I'm not, but I have no interest in watching Deshaun Watson play football for the Cleveland Browns ever again. It does not appeal to me. Give me Bailey Zappe. Give me whoever else you can find.
I will take Bailey Zappe over Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I have no interest in that. And the other thing too is. I mean, he does look good in the workouts, but those are workouts. Like, how do things look when you're having to react and things like that?
Now, from a football standpoint, I'll tell you this. I don't mean to cut you off, Daryl, but we don't have a lot of time. From a football standpoint, yeah, I think that Deshaun Watson would probably be better than Bailey Zappe. The fans don't want him. I mean, you're talking about an obscenely lopsided. This is Reagan-esque.
It's a $230 million sunk cost.
Yes.
And it ain't our money, so who cares?
And so I'm just like, no, it's just save the fan their time and trouble.
I would
zero this thing out.
Yeah, I would have IDR'd him for the rest of the year, but I understand why the Browns are doing what they're doing because they almost have to do it because of the collective bargaining agreement or whatever. But my worst fear is we're going to see this guy at some point this year. Not because we want to see him or the organization wants to put him on the field, but out of necessity. That's my worst fear is we're going to have to watch
Deshaun Watson
start.
As long as the offensive line is healthy, I like Luke Whipler if he has to play, but the offensive line's good.
You got 2 tackles with their injury history. They're good players. They're good to great players when they're healthy.
Well, I'm only going on this year.
The problem is they're not healthy.
I'm only going on right now, though. That's all.
I know, but you, you have to plan for all eventualities. How long have you been around the Browns, Ken?
You always have
to plan for the eventualities. I'm telling you the way
there
it
you
is.
Go. See, I was going to say, long time and not as long as you. You made that abundantly clear at the beginning of this interview. I'm suitably chastened now.
You'll be around long after I'm gone.
Sure about that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That's interesting. All right, Daryl, we thank you very much for the time. Have a good weekend.
Enjoy the air show.
See you in hell, Daryl. Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes now to uncover the world's darkest truths. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.